Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Shabbos of Yud Aleph, and we are starting about a quarter of the way into Talmud with Halacha Hey and the Vilna stuff. It's right at the top of Yud Aleph Amud Beis. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Miriam Sarah Bas Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now in this Mishnah we have Machlokes Beisham Beis Hillel. Whether one's allowed to start an action before Shabbos, that's going to be continued by itself into Shabbos. The Mishnah tells Beisham Miriam Beisham Beis says Ain Shirin Diyoy. One is not allowed to soak ink. This is taking ink powder and soaking in a water, and the end product will be the perfect consistency of ink for writing. Samamanim. This is the same thing with dyes, like to dye clothing in the sort. The garshina, and this is animal food that needs to be soaked in water. It has to be soaked, which means already Erev Shabbos. It has to be at least significantly completed. It can't be that he starts it Erev Shabbos, Imcha Shecha, right before it gets dark, and that the action happens on Shabbos. Beis Hillel and Beis Hillel allows this. So now the Gemara tells us, Beis Shammai, Ayim v'chulu, Ma tamayin de Beis Shammai, what's Beis Shammai's source, where do they get this from? The answer is, the Pasuk tells us, 6 days you shall work and do all of your malacha. What do we learn from here? Kol malachcha, goyim v'yayim. All of your malacha has to be finished with Ba'ad Yom already on Friday. None of your malacha is allowed to continue into Shabbos. What's Beis Hillel's source? That's because another pasuk tells us, 6 days you shall do your ma'asim, and the pasuk continues saying, uvayom hashvi, and the drasha is that your ma'asim are even allowed to continue into the seventh day into Shabbos. The question is, what does Beis Hillel do with Beis Shammai's source that seems to tell us that the malacha has to be done on Friday? The answer is, that's if a person is doing it with their hands. If a person is physically doing the malacha, then of course it has to be done Erev Shabbos already. But if a person's not physically doing it, it's happening on its own, like the ink. The completed product, the finished ink, is happening by itself, so that's allowed to happen even on Shabbos. Now the other way around, so what does Beis Shammai do with Beis Hillel's pasuk? And the answer is, it's like the following braisa. One's allowed to open a water channel into a garden on Erev Shabbos, and it continues drinking, meaning it continues getting irrigated on Shabbos. In other words, he could open up the spout to start watering his garden Erev Shabbos, and that's allowed to continue going on Shabbos. What's the difference between this and the ink case, for example? And that's because over here, watering his garden already started on Erev Shabbos. The ground already started getting irrigated and watered before Shabbos, so just continuing that pa'ula, continuing that action, is okay on Shabbos, according to Beis Shammai. But in the case of the ink, if he starts soaking it right before Shabbos, nothing's happening during the week, because ink powder soaking in water is nothing. It's not usable. It's not a finished product. The malacha itself only happens on Shabbos, and that's usur. Now the Brass continues with just more examples. Nice and kolaris lagabe ayin merav Shabbos v'mishrab v'alechas b'Shabbos. A person is allowed to put kolaris, which is some sort of eye balm, on his eye erev Shabbos, and it continues healing on Shabbos as well. That's because the healing process started before Shabbos already. Also, nice and retail lagabe makam erev Shabbos v'mishrab v'alechas b'Shabbos. A person could put a bandage on his wound before Shabbos, and it's going to continue healing on Shabbos. Once again, that's because it already started healing before Shabbos. Another example, nice and migmar tachas kelim erev Shabbos, famous ashen v'halacha b'Shabbos. One could put migmar, which is some sort of incense, underneath kelim, under clothing, erev Shabbos, and they're going to continue getting this good smell on Shabbos. And lastly, nice and gafres tachas kelim erev Shabbos, vein misgafren v'halacha b'Shabbos. One could put gafres, sulfur, underneath kelim, this is referring to silver kelim, erev Shabbos, and they're allowed to continue getting sulfurized on Shabbos. And that's because all these things share the common denominator that the action started before Shabbos. Something was really completed before Shabbos, and there's just more things that are happening on Shabbos, but that's not a problem. However, the Brassica includes something that's usur. Ain noisen chitin l'rechaim shalmayim. One is not allowed to put wheat in a water mill. That's when you have this windmill on the river, and the current of the water causes the mill to turn, and that grinds the wheat. So you're not allowed to put wheat into this mill, el g'day sh'yitchinu kol tarchem b'yayim, unless it's going to be fully ground before Shabbos. And obviously the question is, why is this case different than all the other ones? The grinding already started before Shabbos, so let it continue onto Shabbos. What's the issue? The answer is, Amar Chagai. Rav Chagai says, m'nei she'en mashmias is a koil. That's because it makes noise. This is an isser called hashmas koil. It's not because the malacha is being done. Regarding the isser of malacha, there's no problem, because again, the malacha started before Shabbos. It's just that hashmas koil, since it's making a lot of noise, that's something that a lot of people are going to know about, and that's not covered Shabbos, and that's the reason why he's not allowed to do this. Rabbi Yossi told Rav Chagai, yos Rebbe Savar Krebi Yehuda. This all makes sense, meaning this svar that you just gave, that it's us because of hashmas koil, is good if you, Rebbe, hold like Rebbe Yehuda. And this refers to Machlokes Rebbe Yehuda and Chachamim regarding lighting a ner, a lamp, on Erev Shabbos, which has a reserve container of oil slowly dripping into it, replenishing that which is burned up. The Chachamim Asur and Rebbe Yehuda allows. So if all the oil was just in one lamp, of course it's permitted, because it's like all the oil started being used Erev Shabbos already, due to the fact that the wick pulls from all the oil as a collective. The problem is with this case of the reserve container dripping in. The Chachamim Asur, because all the extra oil that drips in on Shabbos is only being used then. So it's like the fellow is doing the malacha on Shabbos, and nothing started before Shabbos. Whereas according to Yehuda, it is okay, because like every drip of oil from that reserve container already started burning on Erev Shabbos. And that's what Rabbi Yossi is saying. If you Rav Chagai hold like Rabbi Yehuda, so technically the wheat case should be permitted because it's like every single kernel of wheat already started getting ground Erev Shabbos, and therefore the only reason to aser would be Hashma's Kol. We continue in the Gemara now, Baram Kirabanan. However, if you hold like the Rabbanan, Rabbi Yossi says, Kamati Inan Amr Taman, just like they say over there in the Machlokes with Rabbi Yehuda, Mishom Loy Hisro B'chal Tipa V'tipa, that the reason you're not allowed to light this lamp that has this reserve container of oil dripping in is because each drip of oil that comes in is not considered like it started burning Erev Shabbos. So then we would say the same over here, that the reason why it's usher to put wheat in a mill before Shabbos is because each kernel is not considered like it started getting ground Erev Shabbos. Now Rabbi Yossi Rabbon gives a totally different answer of why it's usher to put this wheat in the mill before Shabbos, even though again it already started grinding before Shabbos. That's because he might forget and he's going to put in the yosed, the peg. And this peg is either going to stop the mill, or since he's going to be putting it into the ground, that would be an isser of bainet. There's a number of different explanations what the isser would be, but the bottom line is that isser is not grinding the wheat per se, rather that he might end up doing something else that's going to be a different malacha. And continuing this machlokes b'sham b'sel, b'sham armel b'sel davar echad v'lo yachol hashivan. B'sham asked b'sel a question and they were not able to respond, and b'sel armel b'sham davar echad. B'sel asked b'sham a question v'lo yachol hashivan and they weren't able to respond. We start with the last thing first. Armel him b'sel b'sham, b'sel asked b'sham, ena tamoidim lanu, don't you agree to us? Shetayin kars beis habad uvigul agas im chashecha, the ones allowed to place olives underneath the kars beis habad, as a heavy beam that begins pressing the olives into oil, and igul agas is basically the same thing, just with grapes, the ones allowed to put grapes underneath the heavy planks of wood in order to start pressing them, and that's even though the liquid is only going to be coming out on Shabbos, you hold that it's permitted. V'lo yachol hashivan, and Beishamai wasn't able to respond. This is a great question on Shitas Beishamai, who holds that in the case of ink, for example, that since the malacha of the ink being completed is only happening on Shabbos and nothing's happening before Shabbos, so it's usher to do it too close to Shabbos. There should be the same isser over here, putting olives or grapes underneath the press. The liquid's only coming out on Shabbos, so that should be usher. But Beishamai agrees that it's not. If not for the fact that I didn't want to put my head in between two lions, these two lions obviously are Beisham Beis Hillel, Havino Amar Taima, I would give a reason. Taman, over there, Kvar Nekra Kol Tipa V'Tipim Kaima, every single drop has already been uprooted from its place. The moment the olives or grapes got crushed, even though the liquid hasn't started oozing out yet, the little droplets of juice have already been removed from their place within the grape or olive because they were crushed, and it's just going to take time for them to come out, but it's already like it happened before Shabbos, and that's why it'd be permitted. But hach over here, in the cases of the Mishnah, ma'as chal memar, what could you say? Again, we're using this case of the ink. When water is poured onto powdered ink, nothing happened yet, and everything's going to be happening on Shabbos. That's why Beishamai asers. Now we go to the other question. Beishamai armel beisol davar echad v'lechul lashivan. Beishamai asked beisol a question, and they weren't able to respond. Amr Beishamai beisol, Beishamai asked beisol, ena tamoidim lanu, don't you agree to us? She'ein soylin basar batzal ubeitza el kadei sheitzalu kol tzarchan b'yayim. The ones not to roast meat, onions, or egg erev Shabbos, unless there's enough time for it to be completely roasted erev Shabbos. V'loyachul lashivan, and beisol wasn't able to respond. Beisol and our Mishnah tells us that you're allowed to start a pu'ula right before Shabbos, even though everything's going to happen on Shabbos, so why should you not be allowed to do this with meat and these other things mentioned? Even Beis Hillel agrees if you want to roast meat before Shabbos, it has to be completely roasted. And again, Beis Hillel wasn't able to respond to this. Now, Reb Zera also said over here, Yulei Deloi Mala Reishi Bein Ar Yivasa, if not the fact I didn't want to put my head in between two lions, Havina Amar Taima, I would give a reason. Taman, over there, Batzal, Basar, Ubeitza, Darkan Lishapech. In regards to all these things, it's normal to be Mishapech. This refers to the concept called Mishapech Bekachalim, that a person is very much inclined to rake the coals and turn them over to produce more heat to get them to cook quicker, and that's an isser of lighting a fire on Shabbos. So that's why in particular with these three things, even Beis Hill agrees that they have to be fully cooked before Shabbos. But hach over here in our Mishnah, Ma'is Chomemar, what could you say? When he puts his water into the ink powder right before Shabbos, no matter what he does, it's not going to happen any quicker. He just simply has to wait for the thing to completely soak into the powder for the ink to be ready. Moving things around and stirring it up is not going to make a change, and that's why he's allowed to do it right before Shabbos. Now we just ask on this dinner the meat. Amar Avyudin, Avyudin asked as follows, Nitzlu kachilos ben drusoy. In regards to roasting meat and these other things before Shabbos, it doesn't have to be fully roasted before Shabbos. It only has to be kachilos ben drusoy. What's this referring to? This is another concept we're going to see throughout the Masechta, specifically in regards to cooking on Shabbos or before Shabbos. Ben drusoy was a famous robber who was always on the run, and he only cooked his food a third of the full cooking because he simply didn't have time. He was always trying to evade the authorities, and it's from here we learn that food that's cooked a third is already considered edible. So we use this term Michael ben drusoy to say whether or not something's considered edible before Shabbos. And that's what Rav Yudin's asking. How could you say when a person's roasting meat, onions, or eggs before Shabbos, they have to be fully roasted? No, they don't. They only have to be roasted k'macho ben drusoy. However, on that, the Gemara answers it's actually different. Specifically, in regards to things that the derech is to be masapech, that it's a very normal thing that a person is going to stir the coals and rake them to produce more heat in order to get it to cook better, those types of things, they have to be fully cooked before Shabbos, and they can't just be macho ben drusoi to be allowed to be left on a fire. And basar, batzel, and beitzah are types of things that are darken le'esapech, and that's why specifically those three things have to be fully cooked before Shabbos, not just kamacho ben drusoi. However, Amar of Manor of Manor says, let me stop it, that's not logical. Dala, rather mutter. It's actually mutter to have basar, batzel, and beitzah on the fire erev Shabbos, as long as it reached the third of its cooking, kamacho ben drusoi, that's okay, and it does not have to be fully cooked. Why is that? Because if you're going to say that it really has to be fully cooked in order to be able to leave it on the fire, well then dinan yochel lememar loin, they would have been able to tell them, meaning Beis Hill would have been able to respond to Beis Shammai, heicha tem meshivim lanu midavar shedarka litzos kol tzarchem b'yoyim, al davar she'en darka lehashres kol tzarchem b'yoyim. How can you ask us a question from something that the derech is that it has to be fully cooked before day, and that question is being asked on something that's not the derech to soak it fully before day? Even Beis Shammai agrees that when it comes to ink, for example, it doesn't have to be fully 100% soaked before Shabbos. As long as something significant happened before Shabbos, then even Beis Shammai agrees it's allowed to continue into Shabbos. You're not allowed to start at 5 minutes before Shabbos, like Beis Hill says, but you are allowed to do it a significant amount of time before Shabbos, then at least a significant amount of the soaking has been accomplished before it becomes Shabbos. And if it's really true that basar, batzel, and beitzah have to be fully roasted before Shabbos, not just partially or a decent amount of the way there, so then how would Beis Shammai be able to ask their question from basar, batzel, and beitzah on Beis Hill's shita of the ink? And since Beis Hill did not answer this, they didn't ask this question to Beis Shammai, it must be that basar, batzel, and beitzah actually do not need to be fully roasted, they only need to be macho ben drusoi. And then Beis Shammai is able to ask that question from a case of macho ben drusoi, which means it's partially done, and it's only that way that Beis Shammai is able to ask their question to Beis Hillel without Beis Hillel having a good response. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Vav, continue with these discussions between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.